Powered by Riverside. Welcome to a special Country Roads Music Festival edition of the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again by the lovely...
Quarter Ping.
Our air date for this show is June 1st, 2025. Got two very, very special people with us right now. Darcy Keys, who's running the whole show. We're going to get to hear some fun things that are going on at the music festival. But we've got one of the Saturday performers. Folks, we've had this guy on the show a while back, and he just tore it up. And we're looking forward to what he's going to be doing July 18, 19, and 20 at the Country Roads Music Festival. Ryan Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Good to have you here, bud.
I appreciate you, man. Good to be back.
You have been busy, man. You've got a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, man, we've just been grinding, you know. Main thing is in the studio, getting a record done. It's pretty much done. We're just putting the little final touches, and I'm just being particular about some things, but it is pretty much like done. We're probably going to drop that title track here in August. Before our Lakeview show that we're opening up at District 142 at. And then also we'll be dropping the album either September, October-ish. I'm really weird about days and dates, so I'm just like going back and forth between a few things. But other than that, just getting ready for a big, big summer of shows. I've actually been out of commission the past 5-6 weeks, man. I had a kidney stone lodged in my uterus, and they had to—I had to have surgery, and they had to go blast it. So, one of the worst things I've ever been through. So that's kind of had me down and out the past 5-6 weeks. Oh. But I'm on the upside of things now, getting back in the gym, getting back running and stuff. So not letting a little stone hold me down.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what—I'm cringing for you right now.
It was crazy, man. Honestly, it was. I've broke my arm. I've had hernia surgery. Worse than those things. It was awful.
Sounds like tough. A song. No stone's gonna get me down.
I got a couple titles I might not be able to say live on air right now.
That's the next album.
Yeah.
And you have a heck of a busy summer. We were talking about it before starting the show tonight. Man, you've got shows, it seems like, just about every weekend.
Yeah, man, we're really excited for it. You know, we've, like I say, we've been kind of dormant in the studio, just concentrating and focusing on getting that album done for this year. Mm-hmm. But we popped things off. Our first show of the summer next week, June 7th, at the Swingin' Pig Barbecue Festival in Wyandotte, Michigan. We're headlining. I believe we go on at like 8:39. And then after that, we have a packed July. July 4th, we're headlining the Royal Oak Taco Fest in Royal Oak. And then, of course, we have the Country Roads Festival. I cannot wait. July 19th, we're going to be there with Colt Ford. Darcy, thank you so much for putting me on that. But that's going to be huge. And then after that, July 25th, we're headlining the St. Clair Hoedown.
Which we were at last year, and it was a heck of a show. And we were talking about that. That's going to be coupled with a boat race that's going to be going on, too. Yeah. So just a whole lot of action at the Hoedown.
No, that's going to be a big one. And then a couple more things we got going on is we're opening up for Lakeview. They're real hot everywhere in Nashville. They're getting huge. We're opening up at District 142 August 22nd. And I plan on releasing the title track for my record, which I'm not going to release the name yet, but I'm going to release it the 21st, the day before that show. And then lastly, we're doing for all you bikers out there and your bike fans, we're headlining the Scorpions Pig Roast in Oakland County, South Lyon. We're looking forward to that. Those guys are awesome. They came to like one of our shows that we opened up for like Brian Martin. They loved us. They were like, "Hey, we're going to get a hold of you. You're going to headline our Scorpions Pig Roaster event." And it was like 6-7 months. I'm like, okay, you know, people tell me stuff all the time. And the next thing you know, I'm getting blown up. Like, "Hey, we're here. We want you to play." So,
oh, super.
No, we got a big summer coming up, and we're grateful. We couldn't be more excited.
Congratulations, man. You deserve it.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Well, hey, Quarter Peep, you know, you came across a couple of things looking up Ryan J. What else is this?
Well, yeah, since I'm a sleuth, I get it. He has a channel on YouTube called On the Map. Can you tell our listeners what this is about? Because it's really cool.
Yeah, no, so, you know, the music industry is so crazy these days. You know, it's such a competition, and that people are doing the same thing. So, you know, I wanted to break outside of the barrier, and being Detroit based, Detroit Country, the clothing company.
Yeah.
You know, on the map, it started, I wanted to bring awareness to the businesses in Detroit, small businesses around the area, in Michigan, all that stuff. So one day we just like, hey, let's just start doing some reviews. And we just started hitting up business. A lot of restaurants in Detroit. I mean, we'll go anywhere, you know, in Michigan. We'll even go out of state if, you know, mm-hmm. I've done some in Nashville, Tennessee, going out there. But on the map, we're just exploring and doing reviews and just having fun, you know? And it's bringing exposure, because we're doing the Mexican reviews downtown, like the best Mexican place.
All right.
And it's kind of funny because we put these videos out on TikTok, and we know people are going to get pissed off on TikTok. That's not the best place. No, that's the best place. And we know this, but like, that sets off the algorithm and people love it. So we did like 4 different restaurants, and I went to the last one. We did like Mexican Village, Xochimilco's. We went to the last restaurant, Mi Pueblo. We walked in there, and they were like, the last restaurant, they're like, hey, you're that guy going around doing the reviews, because we're posting like on Don River Friends. We're posting on all the pages. So they didn't know shit about my music, but they recognized me for doing these videos. But exactly why, you know, we're doing it, because it just brings awareness, right? So on the map, it's just about exploring, you know, reviewing and just eating good food, going to cool places and having fun. And we're over like 25 episodes right now. And again,
well, and it is blowing up.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And we're at 60,000 subscribers on YouTube now. So, you know, it's paying off, and TikTok was doing good. Again, it kind of sucks these past 5 weeks. I've been kind of down and out with the surgery. It was kind of a pain in my butt. But we're back, and we're filming. We're actually we're building up the catalog right now, pretty much. And like, even though it's been kind of quiet with me having the medical stuff the past 5-6 weeks, we've been building up quite the arsenal, and we're about to unleash here within a few weeks. And once we unleash, I mean, I'm not going to stop unleashing. So people are going to be like, you know, I post a few things to stay relevant, but we're about to really fire it away here pretty soon. People are going to be like, whoa, what happened? But no, it's going good. But yeah, on the map, if you or you know anybody that wants a deserving business that wants a review, let me know.
Absolutely. Now, Darcy has a story that she saw on the map. Darcy, you want to tell us about that?
Oh, the Detroit Institute one? Detroit Institute of Art.
That was a fun one.
It was the very first one I found, and it's just very funny. Your interactions with the guy that you were with, and you guys are telling people to be quiet, and I didn't really know you, but it's very funny, very likable. It was.
We were. I appreciate that. No, we were at the Detroit Institute of Arts in the museum. We're like, oh, it'd be cool to go explore. And a lot of this times, this stuff ain't scripted, but we're in there and like, we're filming, and like a lot of these people are like looking at us like, how dare you? We're just like, shh.
Yeah.
So we started that shush thing, and then we started walking around people, and they were kind of loud, and then we would shush them, and it just turned into a whole big kind of thing. And if you have a good sense of humor, it's fun. But there's the DIA, Detroit Institute of Arts, part 1, part 2 on the YouTube channel, Ryan J. Country. Go check it out. It's awesome. It's funny.
All right. Hey, we got a song keyed up for you that I just have absolutely, this has taken me over. I love it. It's called Insane. Tell us a little bit about Insane.
Man, Insane, Insane, one of my favorite songs to play. It's rocking. It's a little heavy. It's a little gritty, but it's also serious about just kind of hitting the mental health area. Mm-hmm. You know, about being a hard spot, and just, you know, people, you know, mental health is serious. You know, I wrote another song about mental health called Broken Mind that's out there. They can go look at. But mental health is I don't think enough people take it seriously. So that's what, you know, that song kind of touches on. And to top that off, we actually filmed that music video inside Eloise Asylum, the shutdown asylum in Westland, Michigan. So if you go on YouTube, that's out too. I think our team did a phenomenal job with that video. One of my favorite songs
Super.
That we play.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Insane from Ryan J.
I Driving in the darkest holes you can find. I seen the light on the other side. I've been down and broke with not one dollar to my name. But I keep on holding strong. I keep on living life on. No, how many times it knocks me down. Think about the things I've done, yeah, it's time to move on, but no one will save me. But I keep on fighting on.
Ryan Jay's Insane, and man, dude, that is powerful. That is such a great tune.
No, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, definitely one of our favorite ones to play live, for sure. Absolutely.
And we kind of had an inkling this happened. We got joined by somebody else from Saturday. Louie Lee, welcome to the show, boss.
Yo, you guys can see me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
we can all see right. You.
What up, Ryan?
What up, brother?
Oh my God, what a day. I just got a studio session with Jackie Daniels. I've just been going all day.
All right.
Yeah.
Jackie Daniels, another one we found out today, is nominated for a Josie. So we got some good things going on. Louie, welcome to the show, boss.
Absolutely, guys. Always good to see you guys.
Likewise, sir. And we were just kind of talking about there's been a number of things going on since last we had you on air. You have been one busy guy.
Super busy, man. Love that shirt, too.
Hey, you know, I told you.
Bandit.
Yep.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's been super busy. Very excited for the summer. Lots of cool shows ahead for us. And we just dropped a new song called Doc Holliday. And we're, coming off the album, 29 songs since we spoke. And we have a whole nother album pretty much ready to go. We're just going to start waterfalling them out, you know?
All right. All right. You're always grinding. That's one of the things you and I talked about last week. Yeah. That's the key to what Ryan's doing. That's the key
to what Ryan knows.
Darcy's doing with the Country Roads Music Festival.
Darcy's in here too.
Darcy is here with us.
Hi, Louie.
Hi, Darcy. You're the best. What a legend.
We got some good things going on, but this is what makes this special. All of us are trying to get out there and get seen, get heard, do our thing.
Absolutely.
And, that's one of the things Quarter Peep and I have talked about a lot. Being able to do this show, being able to meet folks like you, I am more into what this scene is than what you get with traditional radio and what's out there mm-hmm. in the kind of the commercial world. Because this is real. And what you're doing is real.
Yeah. I mean, we're completely independent.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan's independent, you know, we're out here self-made, you guys self-made, you know, so it's, there's a mutual respect people in the scene have for each other. You know, you appreciate the hustle and grind it takes, and Darcy included, you know, to put on anything that you believe in and get others involved with, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of grit, you know?
Well,
a lot of belief in yourself, you know, you can't doubt yourself when it's, you know, someone was talking to me about imposter syndrome the other day. She's an artist though. Like she's not a music artist, but she's like an artist, like a painter, brilliant painter. She's like incredible. And she was just like, she's like, you know, like just, you know, I worked on this one painting for like 2 years. And I was like, 2 years. I was like, what? You need to just put it out. I was like, quit chasing perfection. You know, like it's just not going to happen. It's never going to be perfect for you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be so hard on yourself. She's like, yeah, but like, you know, feeling like you're not good enough or like, you know, you don't have it. I'm like, that's always going to be there in the back of your head. But the sooner you're better at practicing, like shutting it up and like moving on from it, the better off you're going to be with your life, you know, like just your mental health.
Just like in business, there come a point in time, you just have to make the decision and live with it and keep moving.
Yeah, just keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, put it out there. If people don't like it, that's okay. If you like it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. You know, when you said, you know, quit chasing perfection, I feel like that's another song for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It really is. Let's get to it, Ryan. Let's start writing.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
That's what we do. I actually have a line in a song, an unreleased song that you remind me of, Quarter Peep, and the lyric is "Stop chasing them shadows of another man's ghost."
That's good. Whoa. That's good.
Kind of idea. Like, you know, someone else is always gonna be doing something that you want to be doing, or you think you should be doing. Right? You meet artists that you might feel like, oh, how are they there and I'm not? You know, but there you go. That's just the ego talking and comparing yourself. It's just not your journey. That's bro's time. Yeah. You know.
So we got the things that have been going on, and you mentioned the 29 song EP that just came out, but what we're here to talk about today is this Country Roads Music Festival that Darcy's putting on, and you have the enviable spot of leading off for Colt Ford on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
So you got to be excited about that, boss.
Oh, yeah, very excited. And Darcy's doing something so cool that you don't really see it at many festivals. She's bringing the artists to you know, their campsites. She's bringing music in a real down-to-earth country vibe, more so than any festival you've ever been to. Like, she's putting them right in the mix with the fans, and I really respect that. And I'm actually gonna be one of the artists that's gonna be doing that before my set. I'll be, you know, meeting people at their sites, and we're gonna have our own little party site where we host our own little rager, you know. And it's just, the festival is just offering a lot of cool variety of things that you just don't get at many festivals. Yeah. So I'm excited
It's the embodiment of festival. This is really going to, there's going to be something
everybody. It really is. Yeah. It's bigger than just like a corporate, you know, type festival. Like, this is like still a little bit grassroots, and there's something to be respected with that. And it's our job to, you know, do the best we can so she succeeds.
Absolutely. Know? Well, you've got a song that I'm sure is going to be played out there. We've been listening to this a lot. Double L's in the Name.
Yeah, Double L's in the Name, Doc Holliday.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so Doc Holliday, one of my buddies, my best friend's collaborator since the very beginning, Louis Lee, Matt Frederick Quartz, he said to me, and him and I wrote some great songs, F5, Bring Me Back, what's some others? Tailgate Blues. I mean, he's been a part of a lot, like the very first Louis Lee songs. And right, we were at his house, we were hanging out, and he was like, I got another idea for a song. Here's the title, Doc Holliday. I was like, oh, like, yeah, Tombstone. He's like, no. D-O-C-K, Boat Doc Holliday. And I was like, oh. I was like, you're a genius. And he was, because so Doc Holliday, his last name is spelled with two L's.
All right.
Very cool, okay. Right? And then so D-O-C Holiday, well, we were like, all right, just add the K, baby.
Yeah.
Doc Holliday. Louis Lee, like, it's perfect.
There you go. That works.
And so then with my other collaborator, Donnie, who's my business manager in the Louis Lee Show, he's also a songwriter. He's wrote like Deep Scratches, Champagne and Plastic Cup with me. You know, because we're the Louis Lee Show, it's 13 of us. It's very much family in-house. You know, we got a great unit. And so we started writing the lyrics for Doc Holliday. I had already created the production and the beat, and I was like singing melodies. And I was like, all right, we just need to write some melodies to this. You know, I already had that. And we just started writing, you know, Lake Last Summertime, singing our songs. It was so simple, you know.
You bet. Well, and yeah. As I've heard you say, the new theme for the summer.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, sitting on the dock of the bay, we on a dock holiday. Or shoot 'em up, I'll see you at dawn. Cowboys of the sea, we on a dock holiday, you know.
Let's give this one a listen. This is the new theme for the summer. This is Louis Lee's Doc Holliday.
Lake Life, summertime, singing our songs, floating in the water with the radio on. You shoot 'em up, I'll see you at dawn. Cowboys of the sea, we on a dock holiday. Holiday, sipping my tie, sun is shining bright, beer bone, keg stand, double barrel in my hand. Oh my, Bahama mama, line them up, port side. Hey, Captain Morgan, take us for a ride. Lake Life, summertime, singing our songs, floating in the water with the radio on. Pour 'em up from dusk till dawn, sitting on the dock of the bay. We on a dock holiday.
That's it. Louis Lee's new theme of the summer, Doc Holliday. Now, Darcy, I have a quick question for you. I know out on the property there is a pond, small lake. I hope you've got that fenced off, because I have a feeling Louis Lee and the grand gang, we may find that water at some point.
Yeah, there's a creek that's dammed up. It's about 4 acres, but it's got a fair number of lily pads, so they're going to have to...
Well, we can float.
There is a canoe there, so maybe he can go film something in the canoe.
There you go. There you go.
You know what's crazy about that song is, like, when I hear it back and, like, stuff like this, and I'm very happy with, like, you know, the job that Will Breer did mixing it and John Greenham mastered it. You notice in that song, there's only one verse, Ryan. There's only one verse in that song.
Dude, I love that fiddle, man. That fiddle keeps me captivated the whole time. I love it.
Fiddle turned out. Yeah, we recorded that at Plymouth Rock, too. But there's only one verse in that song. Like, the guy messaged me back out in LA, and he's laughing. He's like, Louis, you did it again. He's like, but this song, it's like, it's all hooks. He's like, it's just, the whole song is hooks. I was like, yeah, I just felt like trying something different. I was like, fuck it. You know, there's no right and wrong with, like,
there's no rules.
I was like, I'm just going to do one verse, you know, sipping my tie, sunshine and bread. And the rest of it's all hook.
It worked. It worked.
Came out well, man.
Looking forward to hearing that one on stage as well, Louis. And
oh, it's a vibe live for sure. I love performing that song.
Darcy, you've got a great thing happening here. This is July 18, 19, and 20. The Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. This is your campsite, your campground. It's an absolutely amazing piece of land. We're right across from Michigan International Speedway. If folks are familiar with years past at Faster Horses, or maybe you're a race fan, you've been there. This is basically across from the start-finish line, so you'll know where we're at. You're going to have so many things going on. As Louis was talking, Ryan was talking, this is a true music festival. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, so to start off with, we're going to have some great food vendors, some barbecue, Wagyu Shack. And we personally own a 1926 Model T truck with a wood-fired pizza oven on the back, so we'll have that pulled out. And we make all of the dough homemade and all of that type of stuff. So that will be cool. Some vendors. And then the main stage, there'll be a secondary stage where a lot of these guys are going to be doing an acoustic set kind of in between when the changeovers are happening on the main stage. We're going to have late night bonfire acoustic sets. I'm sure a lot of the musicians that hang around will get together and kind of just do their own jam sessions at some of these campfires, and just trying to really make it very intimate and personal for people, and just let them come hang out with their friends, spread out on the lawn, hear great music. I know it's not the huge headliners that Faster Horses would be, but I think it's better. I mean, these are guys all from Michigan that are working their asses off, and yep.
Well, and I think you have a much more intimate setting that I think for a lot of us is going to be a lot more fun than it was fighting the elbow to elbow, get nailed in the back of the head by somebody's beer sort of thing that is common of these major music festivals. And there's nothing wrong with this setting and this group of folks. We've got, the headliners, Restless Roads on Friday, Colt Ford on Saturday, Drew Baldridge on Sunday. And then we get to hear guys like Ryan Jay and Louis Lee leading up to those guys. The quality of what you put together and what's going to be on stage is second to none. This is phenomenal music.
Yeah, we had an opening on Friday, and I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen that we have two tribute bands that travel together that are coming in from Chicago, so a neighboring state, so Eric Church tribute band and a Chris Stapleton, and they are phenomenal, so I think that's going to make Friday really solid.
Absolutely.
Adds an awful lot to it as well. And Darcy, have you got individual tickets going on sale? I mean, you've got several different types of ticket packages. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so individual tickets, they will likely be on sale by the time this goes out. So you can get a ticket for Friday, for Saturday, for Sunday. You can upgrade that ticket to a VIP, which then also gives you VIP parking. You can still buy a three-day ticket. We've got campsites. So they're kind of three different camping areas. There's one that's being called North Country, which is you literally could be at the stage probably within a minute, or you could just sit outside your camper and listen. It's right all in the same area. Then there's our Electric Campground, and those are really big sites. Like some of those sites might be 2 to 3 times a site you'd find someplace else. Most of those have water, so that's great. We have 30 amp, 50 amp, and we've also opened some of those up for people that want a tent and still have electric. So those are, I think those are only $149 or something if you want to bring a tent and have some electric. And then there's South Country, which is a little bit more, it's also rustic like North Country, a little bit further walk, but you definitely kind of get away from that hustle bustle, and it's also a little bit less expensive. So for people looking for the inexpensive campsite, they can go to that one. If they want to pay a little bit more and be steps away from the festival, they can do the other one.
And all this is available at countryroadsmusicfestival.com. That's the website where you'll find all of this information. Great website's got all the information you need. We've got great performers that are going to be there. Ryan, thoughts going in? Final thoughts going in?
Oh, man. Me and the crew we're excited, man. I'm honestly, we're honored that Darcy asked us. Louis a brother of ours, man. So to have our friends and family play this show and just team up and throw these people in Brooklyn, the biggest show we possibly can with all of our family and friends. Like, I mean, it's like a dream come true. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Louis, you're heading right up for Colt. So that's got to be fun too.
Yeah. Oh, right. Absolutely. I'm a fan of Colt Ford. And, you know, the show that we're tailoring for it is really gonna, you know, support his show as well. So it's just an overall great night for everybody.
And each one of the days has a little bit of a different flavor to it, but Saturday's going to be super cool. It's going to have Madison Olivia is going to kick off the main stage. And then I think it goes to Ryan, and then Jesse Campbell Band, and then Louie, and then Colt. So it's just stacked.
Saturday's going to be a killer day. Absolutely killer day.
Snare drums are going to be hitting hard that day.
Yes, they are. Darcy, we thank you for everything you're putting on and what you're doing for us. And Ryan, great to have you here. Louis, great to see you again.
Thank you.
We are really looking forward to July 18, 19, and 20, the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. Get your information, get your tickets, get them now. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com. That's where everything is. That's where you'll see these guys. We're going to be rumored to be hanging around a little bit too, so we may have some fun with everybody. And this is truly going to be a music festival. So get out there and do it. Darcy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Ryan, thanks for being there. Louis, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Porter Pete.
All right. Get online, get your information, get your tickets, and be good.